It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, pleasure to have you with us again.
Thanks, Tim.
Now, South Africa has burst through the 28-year-old 3,777-meter barrier and has now set a new world record for mining at depth. Tell me more.
That's right. South Africa has set a new world record. The Guinness Book of Records has been notified. It's official that we've burst through the 3,777 meters. That's 3.7 kilometers. And the good news is that this has happened out at the Far West Rand, the Impunang mine. It's the Anglo Gold Ashanti Group. And important is that this has been done cheaply. In other words, we can say that deep can be cheap. We can see that Impunang mine is actually producing at a cash cost of $222 per ounce. Now, that is even lower than many shallow mines, low surface mines. So it's a brilliant achievement to be able to have a cash cost that low. And we're looking at the gold price now in the $900 per ounce. And can you imagine your costs are $222 per ounce? The margin of profit is unbelievably attractive. And also, it seems that as they go deeper, they're finding higher grades. And this is also helping. But gold is the flavor of the month at the moment. I mean, at the mining and but now we just had gold companies coming through with increased production and more activity, and we see that the price is continuing to rise. People seeing it as a safe haven throughout the world during this time, and perhaps many say it will touch the $1,000 an ounce mark.
And moving from mining then to nanotechnology, South Africa, India, Brazil launching a new partnership to study this, not so widely known technology, nanotechnology. Tell me more.
That's right. Nanotechnology, the study of things very tiny. You can't even see them with the naked eye. Sometimes you can't even see them through very powerful telescopes. And they're saying that, you know, we need to actually get to know more about this futuristic technology, which will be bigger than computers. So a lot of people are waiting in the next 20 to 30 years for breakthrough. They feel that nanotechnology will be able to uplift poor communities, particularly because it'll give a lot more empowerment to people to do things for themselves. And what we're looking at now are countries, South Africa, India, Brazil, cooperating in a partnership in this nanotechnology. Our science and technology minister wanting our country to be a leader in nanotechnology and setting up the Afro-African Nano Center, and making sure that Southern African region and Africa gets involved in this, but that the Nano Center makes sure it keeps in touch with the world as well, so that we can lift our human resource development. But the first big meeting will take place now in India. They'll take the lead and they'll host a nanotechnology and water workshop coming up in May this year. That'll be followed by another, which will be nanotechnology and health, and that'll be in South Africa in November, and then each of them taking a turn to lift up a notch in nanotechnology, which is seen as something that can really uplift disadvantaged people, but something that's also well in the future, but that we should always keep in touch with because of a potential breakthrough.
And of course, an ambitious groundwater study underway in neighboring Namibia, the driest country in sub-Saharan Africa, and this may yield some benefits.
Yeah, you know, water has always been key, but as economies need to grow, water becomes even more crucial. And when you've got a dry country like Namibia, you have to make sure that you're ambitious about finding out exactly how much water you've got. And South Africa did a similar groundwater study in 2005 to 2007, and that was done by our consulting engineering company, SRK. So Namibia is keen now to bring SRK over as the lead consultant to lead the way in this ambitious groundwater study project. They know where the aquifers are, but they don't know the volumes of water there. And when you don't know the volumes of water, you don't know how much your industry can grow and how much you can grow in urbanization, etc. And of course, before they cast their eyes to the sea, which they have been doing to desalinate and to get that water, and even some mining companies are now getting water from the sea, they want to know exactly how much they've got. So they're going through with this study, which will be similar to South Africa's GRA2, in order to ascertain exactly how much water they've got under the surface and how sustainable that is to actually depend on it for growth, economic growth and development.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.